guitar player's dream, but for Brian Welch, it was something else entirely. He's the former lead guitarist for the multi-platinum Grammy-winning rock band Korn. Never heard of them? Ask your kids. And then you can surprise them with what you learn in this People in the News profile of Brian Welch that Paula Zahn finished just before she went on vacation.
Here on a roof, Bible in hand, Brian Welch is a new man. But it wasn't long ago that this hard-rocking, heavy-drinking, drug-addicted rock star was at the pinnacle of his career and drowning, he says, in despair.
I was a junkie, and a single dad, and a rock star. But inside, I was dead.
That is how the former guitarist from Korn describes his old life. Before he quit drugs, before he quit the band, before he did this. Brian Welch was raised in a Christian home in the industrial farm town of Bakersfield, California. His quiet childhood, a far cry from his wild future.
When I was a kid, I was really like sad inside, and I was kind of shy. I was weak. I was afraid to fight. I was made fun of a lot, and I started getting into music. It just made me feel like I belonged somewhere, you know?
Brian found his calling on the strings of a guitar and discovered a kinship with four other teens from Bakersfield, who together formed Korn in 1993.
When all the guys in Korn hooked up back when we were kids, it was like we were a part of something that was going to be our own, you know, and not a, you know, it wasn't about the school, wasn't about a church, it was about something that we're going to create and do something that we feel that we're gifted to do. It was just fun for us.
Korn's first record earned accolades from fans and critics alike, with a unique fusion of heavy metal and alternative rock that some called new metal. But their aggressive song lyrics told dark tales of drugs, sex, and violence. So I take my time, guiding my blade down the line. Each cut closer to the fight. They struck a chord with teenage fans.
Korn!
And awards soon followed.
Korn, Freak on a Lean!
Korn songs topped music charts. Their albums went multi-platinum, and they struck Grammy Gold not once, but twice.
We played in front of like 200,000 people, and they were all going nuts, and we were like, wow. I dreamt about this when I was a kid, and 100% of it came true. All the fame and money and touring is crazy.
But Brian wasn't happy.
To the outside world, I had it all. I had money, Grammys. I had the house, cars, anything I wanted. But the whole time I was with Korn, when we had success, something at home was failing.
Life on the road took its toll. Brian's wife left, his marriage fell apart, and he became a single father to their little girl, Janaea. The pressure, he says, led to a deep depression and dependency on highly addictive crystal meth, or speed.
I started doing speed full time. Every day. I was addicted to Xanax too, sleeping pills. It's like living in pure hell. I was so miserable. I was like, I just want to go to sleep and never wake up. Never. And I really wanted to die. I really did.
Late last year, a concerned friend invited Brian to this church in Bakersfield. Brian's pastor, Ron Vietti.
I saw tiredness, I saw confusion. And someone who just was really ready for a change in life.
I was going after my demonic potential, you know? And that was getting famous, worshiping money, worshiping fame, worshiping all this other stuff that I thought life was all about.
That realization prompted Brian to think about leaving the band. But when his five-year-old daughter started singing sexual lyrics from a Korn song, he decided it was time to quit.
I said, you guys, I'm sorry. I can't do this anymore. I'm leaving. I got to leave. I have to leave. I have no other choice. Yeah. My bass player for Korn, he text messaged me. He said, you're going to get put on MTV. Everyone's going to laugh at you. They're going to say that you're crazy. Is that what you want? I was like, yeah, I'm ready to get laughed at because God's not laughing at me.
That faith led Brian to check into a hotel for what he calls a personal drug rehab with God.
When I was laying in bed, sweating and stuff, going through all the withdrawals and stuff and speed, and I was like, okay, God, I want you to strip this from me. You're the healer. Take this from me. I didn't know what it meant to be touched in the spirit or nothing, but I felt like he goes, I'm going to make you a star by yourself without Corn. You're mine now. You're going to sing for me.
Cured, he says, of his addiction, Brian joined his church group on a headline-making pilgrimage to Israel.
Right when I got the gown on, tears started coming down my eyes. My stomach was contracting, and I just felt just pain. I was looking up, just going, oh, God, I'm sorry.
The change, Brian says, was instant.
I believe that my bad, evil spirits were lifted from me, and now I'm peaceful. I'm peace. I feel peace inside.
Now that Brian Welsh has saved himself from his demons, he's taking aim at someone else's.
I'm not saying I'm better than him. I'm saying God is telling me something, and God is telling me something to tell you.
In a new song, he slams one of America's biggest rap stars. Find out who when we come back.
Excuse me, what is that?
Oh, that's ING.